ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम। शलाय से शांति और शलाय से प्यार, ओम प्यार। यू नो व्हाट इज प्यार मींस? व्हाट डिड बाबा डू यस्टरडे? All every day he gives yaad and pyar. And yesterday, what was yesterday? Pyar, pyar, pyar. Pyar means not ordinary pyar, not ordinary love. Pyar means love. And he used the word love as well as he used the word snehe. Pyar and snehe. Pyar is the unlimited ocean. He said, what he is watching the children, what he is seeing them, in God's love, everyone's face is visible as sparkling, experiencing the true love from the heart. Generally, he uses the word Dilaram. But yesterday he did not use the word Dilaram. Which word he used? He used the word Dilwar. He expressed his feelings, the beloved, the love from the heart, the one who wins the heart, the one who is the Lord of the heart. And so, unlimited love. Even some souls may be more in the experience of peace, but the way Baba expressed his love triggered love in everyone. Open the heart of everyone. Fixed our vision on him and realized the eternal experience. The eternal relationship with him. What is love? When you write in English love, generally, when love is there, people just make a piece of heart. But a photograph of heart. But what is the expression? I love my car. I love cup of coffee. I love this thing, I love that thing. And yesterday what Baba said? I love my children. But especially which children? Love was the theme. Love was the theme of yesterday's Murli. Which kind, which children? He loves them very much. The one whom are fast effort makers. He loves everyone. But the one who make fast effort makers. And there are four different types of effort makers he mentioned. You know which four types? You noticed? four different types of effort makers. He said, Pursharathheen means those who don't make effort. Second type of effort was those who make effort, but slow effort makers, delay means, okay, slowly, making effort, but slowly. Third type effort makers, well, make efforts, think about efforts, talk about it, but get tired. And what they talk about it, they don't put into practice. And fourth quality category, fast effort makers. And fast effort maker also have an aim, the effort makers, those who have an aim of efforts. What aim he mentioned? Fast effort makers, but fast effort make effort with an aim. What? Yeah. To become two aim he mentioned. One was to become like the father, Bap Saman. And the other, to become number one. One of the eight. Number one, but come in eight, if effort. The aim of being victorious jewel. Not coming later, but fast effort maker. And those who have this aim, what would be their speciality? What would be the speciality in them? There will be zeal and enthusiasm in their life. Zeal and enthusiasm, and with that zeal and enthusiasm, they will create zeal and enthusiasm in others. They will create zeal and enthusiasm in the companions. Another aspect, what would be in the fast effort makers? What would be the other speciality? They will create that atmosphere by creating such a day routine from morning till evening. Day routine, which is filled with special vibrations and special enthusiasm. And through their enthusiasm, then they will create the enthusiasm in others, and they will change the atmosphere. No matter what kind of the atmosphere is, no matter what kind of environment is, they will be able to transform the atmosphere, the environment. With good environment, changing the environment. Small or big things will come. Difficulties come. They don't get tired. And what happens? They don't get perplexed. Ghabrao nahi. Means don't. It is ghabrana, is no, sometimes what happens, a situation comes, while making effort, you get tired. I cannot make it anymore. Like fed up. Thakna. It is another type of, it is not the physical tiredness. It is like fedding up with the self. Or situations are there, lack of confidence is there then one is perplexed and is little bit fear. I cannot make it. And others, those who are little bit lazy, they say, yeah, it will happen. It will happen, but this it will happen is not with enthusiasm. It's slowly, like a little bit laziness in it. That is not called in the line of fast effort maker children. Because Baba is giving the whole theory, whole thing that at the confluence age. What is the beauty of the confluence age? Which we don't experience throughout the whole cycle. What is the importance of the confluence age? This is the time when God's love is experienced directly. On the path of bhakti, we don't experience God's love. We experience mercy of God. But Baba says you do not experience through the whole cycle love. But then devotees do love God. But they don't experience God's love. When we are on the path of bhakti, there is love and faith in God in the devotees. But Baba said, no, the whole cycle they don't experience. So I was thinking that, but then do devotees love, so much love, there's so much dedication is there, so much sacrifice is also there. But God, the ocean of love, definitely should give some kind of love, would have been giving. That's why all the time His praise is there. And then I myself, thinking about it, realized they experience mercy, not love. Now, this is my question. It's not in the Murli, but I'm just clarifying this difference between love and mercy. What is difference between love and mercy? Love, Baba says, is sustaining you, is making you move, and it making you forward, and continue to make you forward. It is the sustenance, the energy to sustain. So something which is a guarantee to support beforehand. He said, it will continue. It is sustaining you, will continue to sustain you. It is making you move, will continue to move you forward. It is just like parents know, before the child is born, the parents are very enthusiastic. The family members are preparing the toys and the swing or the clothes or the things that they would like to have the child have. They think of nice school. As soon as the child goes to school, they make arrangement for his study. They plan beforehand. And love is security beforehand. And yesterday Baba gave this security. That you are being sustained and you will continue to be sustained. And it's only this love that God is giving us, at direct godly love, and which is the other type of love, which is the other wing that makes us fly. One is godly love, another love, what Baba mentioned? The love of family. Godly love and family's love. Because this day, godly love, which is given by God, but then this love that we experience, we belong to one, we belong to each other. And this family love is also sustaining us. It's a family love that is making, move each other, helping each other, supporting each other, encouraging each other. And Baba says, continue to give cooperation. This love is cooperation. This love is automatically good wishes filled with it, in it. And so, he's giving this love is making us so powerful. So difference between love, it is this love is security. And mercy is support or help is given afterwards. When people are poor, then you give them help. People are sick, you give them some medicine or you take care of them. So it is afterwards, the difference between love and mercy. Love is giving, caring, sharing, supporting, security beforehand. It's like a gift, like a children's achievement beforehand. This love does not make effort. Godly love, God gives. We don't have to make effort. And His love is every day. Every day He gives us love and remembrances. And that love, the packet of love which is, it is actually His knowledge is love. Devotees do not experience knowledge. And sometimes Brahmin also forget to, they say, but I don't experience Baba's love. The knowledge that He's giving, like parents take care of the health, they take care of education, they give them aware before and how to reform the character. So it's explanation with great love. Knowledge is given, how to move everything. It is with love. Now you would have seen the little mother, the mother for the little child. Now this is your nose. This is your ear. She's pulling the ear, but telling this is your ear. This is your thumb. This is your finger. And pulling the finger and saying this is your finger. She's giving the knowledge, expressing His love. And so Baba is giving the knowledge of from the beginning, the middle till the end, expressing His love, which is making us knowledgeable. Education. His parents' love is dedication for education that they teach and they give. And it is Baba's love. Knowledge is Baba's love. And when we realize how the ocean of love, many times He says, in my soul world, I am living there comfortable. Baba is beyond this, but He cannot tolerate the suffering of the children. So He comes. And that is mercy. He cannot tolerate that. But love is He's preparing us to become complete. So perfect. So divine that even our statues are loved. This is what His love is. He's making our character so great that we become so worthy to be loved, worthy to be praised, worthy to be worshipped. This is His love. But then for that, we have to make effort. And that's why He says, those who are ready to make effort, all these four types of effort makers, He loves the fast effort makers. And so it means that is, for that you need to become, in order to become fast effort makers, he not only just is giving the direction, but he is giving blessings. What blessing he gave? He gave blessings to be Mahavir. Brave, become powerful, small things will come. Here and there tests will come. Don't get tired, don't be afraid. Sometimes confused, is ghabrana is also confused, nervous is also confused. Afraid is also ghabrana. Nervous, not able to face the situation. So become brave. Powerful, Mahavir. And so is making our character. Before any situation comes, is ready, making us ready. So that's love. Mercy is when we have lost everything. When we don't make effort, we don't check every day, then Baba says, that's lost. Like if you don't make effort, you don't make checking, everything is gone. And that's why every day what kind of my efforts is, what time that I have to check that? Amrit Vela. So that my efforts from Amrit Vela are of that level. And at that time, on one side, I am Amrit Vela from the morning, the first day, first thought, the first time, the first beautiful morning time of Amrit Vela. The Lord of Nectar is giving me nectar. The bestower of blessing is giving us blessings. And we need to check what kind of effort is. That's his mega. What is it? Okay, it doesn't matter. A little bit carelessness is fine. It will happen if today I don't make effort. Tomorrow I will make. Then I am not in the line of the fast effort makers. And so that is the blessed to receive the blessings of the bestower of blessing. One thing is, during the day he is telling us, don't get tired, don't be afraid, small situations will come. But morning time, when we are seeing, we becoming Baba's children, and Maya thinks from my lap, from my sleep, I give such a comfortable sleep, and the child is going to go to give nectar, Maya also comes. And so what warning he gave? What title he gave, what blessing he gave? You are Maya Jeet. You are conqueror of Maya. Of course Maya will come. So with this bravery, with this blessing, and the experience that it is the confluence age, one is Amrit Vela, every day is Amrit Vela. Every day 4 o'clock, Amrit Vela. But in the unlimited cycle of time, in the unlimited cycle of time is Amrit Vela confluence age. And the confluence age is the time when we experience all relationship with Baba. That's why Baba says throughout the whole cycle, this fortune of experiencing all relationship with Baba is not experienced. And so all relationship gives us all type of powers, of all virtues. Just all the relationship of the mother, just experiment. Relationship of the father is a different value. Relationship of a teacher is different value. And so through this automatically we become virtuous and special. By experiencing all relationship with Baba, we become special and we are able to see the speciality in others. First we have to become special. By experiencing all specialities on relationship. Otherwise our vision is always see good things for a short time and then again see the weaknesses in them. And so Baba draws your attention yesterday. Don't see weaknesses of each other. See the specialities of each other. Encourage each other with their specialities. Create enthusiasm. This is what you give them, cooperation. Share the experience with them. So what experience? The experience what through every relationship, which throughout the whole cycle we do not experience. On the path of bhakti, we do say God the Father, but we don't experience the inheritance. We are always beggar. Please give me power, give me love, have mercy on me. Give me blessings. We are asking. And here he is giving blessings, himself without asking. There we don't experience Satguru. The true light, true guidance he gives now. And so this is why he said he loves whom he loves. One thing he said, he loves the fast effort makers. And then he said he makes a note of some children. You noticed? He makes a note of the children. Which children he makes the note? He makes a note of them. He gives a special attention and he gives the special love and power to them. Those who follow his direction. Direction putting into practice. It's his name. The name is noted down. Baba notes that name. Yes, it is. He values such children. And so to experience all the relationship with him. So now it is, which relationship makes me special? Which speciality of Baba the Mother? Which speciality of Baba the Father? And so he said, it's not only you have love for Shiv Baba, only Baba, but you have love for Bap and Dada. So love is now the Sakar Mother form, Brahma. And mother is naturally the energy, pure energy of sustenance. Mother is naturally caring. So Baba as mother, as Brahma Baba the mother, has given a spiritual birth. This relationship we experience only now. Through Brahma's mouth born, we are Brahma's mouth born progeny. The big mother is Brahma. Sometimes I think Brahma is also my mother. Because very good mother massages the, gives good massage, makes you good exercise, makes your bones very strong. The mother Brahma is also not ordinary mother, but Brahma mother. And so when this relationship with mother and father is there, without having this relationship of being the mother, the child, I cannot claim the inheritance. It's the relationship of the child gives the inheritance. Relationship of a beggar gives some kind of extra, maybe less effort, more achievement is there. But a child, father's parents have to take care. Parents are concerned. So Baba is concerned. He is making effort for us to make us become divine, to make us diva, all virtuous, to make us conqueror of Maya. And so when Baba says, become Bapsaman, at that time he's speaking about Brahma, the Father. But at the same time, become Bapsaman like Shiv Baba, be bodiless. And be like Brahma, be egoless and viceless. So bodiless, egoless, viceless, when I am becoming Bapsaman, I have to check whether I am imbibing, am I making effort of three different, on these three different levels? Because this was Baba's last slogan, and this is effort he made to be bodiless, to be viceless. And so when the more the effort are us in us vicelessness, automatically what we will see? We will see virtues in others. When vices are in us, what we communicate with? Vices communicate with vices. Virtues will communicate with virtues. Like likes like. And to see the specialities in others is possible only when I become special in all virtues. When my godly power, this is what Baba's qualities are, specialities, Baba's specialities are the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of love, the ocean of peace, the ocean of purity, the ocean of bliss, the benevolent being, merciful mother. So it is Baba's specialities are becoming my specialities, and this is what, because Baba always sees, we know that we have many weaknesses in us, and but Baba says always, sparkling, your face is sparkling, the eyes are shining, the lips are very gentle, showing the smile of God's love. Perhaps when we look at a photograph, we don't see that, but he sees us. We look at each other, the way he describes, what is the difference? He is looking all of us, and he is watching, and we are not seeing it. Because as is the attitude, so is the vision. As is the bhavana, it's love, full faith, good wishes in this aspect. So this is what it is, he says, you give them cooperation. Yesterday he said, give cooperation to each other. Give the support to your companion. By giving, not by telling, but being. And so what Baba is reminding us again and again, to keep that zeal and enthusiasm in ourselves. And so when we are experiencing, naturally we are expressing that. Then it is not telling, it is sharing the experience, because it is creating the atmosphere. Creating atmosphere, that is very important. And when the new atmosphere is created, the other atmosphere will change. No matter what kind of atmosphere is there, atmosphere can be changed with the divine experience. So, again and again he asked us, are you making fast efforts? Have you become already fast effort maker? How many times he asked, raise the hand? How many times? And you notice the purpose again and again looks like repeating again and again. But what I was observing is five different times was five different intentions. That you raise your hand, the fast effort maker such. And then he says, you make me happy. Baba becomes very happy. Achha, and then raise your hand again. And he says, as you are raising the hand, which hand you should raise? Which hand? The hand of effort should be always raised. Third time he said, you continue to please me. Not only just you please me now, but continue to please me. So every time a little bit something extra is added in it. Two hands, some were raising two hands. Yes, two hands, some are raising two hands. They have double effort makers. And so making effort for the self and also making others move forward and make others forward. Okay, those who are making effort and maybe other companion making makes your hand that you are moving forward, you are making others move forward. With your encouragement, you will encouraging others. And so, it's not only an exercise of raising the hand, it's the hand of efforts. With so much love and with so much care. This love, spiritual love, godly love, divine love, unique love. Now, what is really the trick or method which we can, we experience our love, and Baba then also says we are able to please him. He experiences our love. We experience Baba's love. And then we can make sure that Baba is now sure, yes, this child loves me. Of course, by making efforts and putting his direction in practical, he makes the note and he loves them and he gives the blessings and extra power. But what is the method? So this love remains constant. The love he is speaking about remains constant. But you are experiencing Baba's love, no? Sorry? Concentration. Relation, all relationship, acha. That's right. That's all relationship is all Baba's specialities are experienced. But the method is the one who is bodiless, always incorporeal, he comes in the corporeal. Incorporeal becomes corporeal to give love, and that's why his way is asking, he's communicating, he's speaking, he's using, he's on our level coming. Incorporeal becomes corporeal. But in order to experience incorporeal love when he's incorporeal, we need to practice to become incorporeal. Those who have been corporeal for the whole cycle have to become incorporeal. Because he loves the souls. He is speaking to the souls. And if I am not really paying attention, I am a soul, I am not listening, I am not actually catching the love he is expressing. Then this is the problem, that when we have, oh, we don't experience Baba's love, because we begin to compare the emotional love on the corporeal level. But what human beings have been giving love. And so this first again, in between we become conscious of this corporeal form, Baba is giving the power, we are very enthusiastic, then we come slow again. And he said that Baba sees many children do make effort, and while making effort, because Maya is watching that they are also making effort, Maya is no less, and so makes effort, slows down your effort, but you have to make effort again to increase your effort. What effort? Effort is to be bodiless. It's bodiless, incorporeal. And then it's again, it means the more I am practicing this to be bodiless, I am able to catch the avyakta signals that Baba is giving. The intellect is, what is a pure level. And in a divine level. Catching power, touching power increases. Because in the subtle region, it is a touching and catching, no? In the corporeal world is understanding. When we are in the corporeal world, it's how much is my intellect able to understand Baba? So I have to keep my intellect clean, clear. Concentration. Attention. Then when it is this practice is there, the intellect is able to catch Baba's page, then avyakta form, angelic form, is not a question of understanding. The signal is there and then you catch it, something is Baba is touching you, and then you begin to try to analyze it. What was it? Something new Baba has given. From incorporeal form, you are getting the light and might becoming for that, whatever direction Baba is giving. In the corporeal form, he is explaining. He is giving direction. In subtle form, he is touching me. I have to catch the direction. In incorporeal form, he is giving the power to put that direction into action. And so I have to practice this. Be bodiless. Be avyakt. Be incorporeal. So different and then constant. In that it means the power has to be constantly again and again. I need to practice, no? And this intoxication. This love, if the whole power is in Baba's love. No one in the world, again this great intoxication. No one in the world experiences this love that you are experiencing. And so, how great is my fortune? So lucky, Baba's child. So the ocean of love is here in front of me. It's up to me. I just only go for a walk, repeat Baba's point, think about it, feel very fresh. Or I swim in it, nice points and churn in it, or I dive deep in it, get lost in love. And when you get lost in love, then whichever direction, whichever relationship you try, in every relation will be love. Even in Dharmaraj relationship will be also love. Because that's realization of purification. That's realization of transformation. Satguru, the truth, the power would be of true, the power soul feels in it. In every relationship, when you are lost in the ocean, what will happen? Whichever direction you go, it's always ocean. You are lost in love. So yesterday, Baba, the ocean of love, unlimited love, pure love. And so continue to give cooperation to each other. Continue to see the specialities of each other. Continue to create the atmosphere, very powerful, through which the atmosphere is changed. So this on one side is direction, other side is very loveful training. It is through the atmosphere we transform the atmosphere. Through our enthusiasm we are giving the cooperation to others. By seeing the speciality we are giving cooperation to our own selves, because when you see the specialities, each one is effort maker. But each individual is blessed with one or other specialities. It is impossible that any human being in this world is lacking even one specialty. Now many specialities, maybe many weaknesses are there, but one specialty is already there. In nature, it's the law of nature. And this is also important to realize, that why I have to see specialities, because if that person is only special, then it becomes complete. Or if I have all specialities and not yet making effort, well, ego will come. And so this is why it is a margin to continue to make effort, so I become egoless. I become virtuous, but I become egoless. Because still any time test can come. Till the last moment I continue to become. And in nature it is always, for others I have to see that in nature it's a natural law. Until we become perfect, there would be some defect in everyone, because perfection is the last achievement. No matter how beautiful in the nature, how beautiful is the flower, rose flower, but there are thorns. So what do we see? In nature we are able to see, but we have to make, what Baba is reminding us, to make our nature to see the specialities. For in nature we are able to see. We see the flower but not the thorn. We are careful about the thorn, but we kiss the flower. Means when we are bringing so close to our nose, we love the flower, but we are careful for the thorn. So in the same way, we are careful that their weakness doesn't become my weakness. That's why we are careful. But we see the speciality. The peacock, beautiful feathers, but legs are ugly. But dance is beautiful. So we praise the feather, no? Colorful feather. There in India there are many buffaloes, no? Buffalo is black, but milk is white. So we appreciate what it is, what we feel is valuable. So see the speciality to make ourselves special. Is that there are weakness, but still we should look at specialities. And so yesterday's main thing, see the specialities, maintain enthusiasm, create atmosphere and change the atmosphere to others. Be brave to conquer Maya. Remember your title of Mahavir. Don't get tired. Don't be afraid. Don't get perplexed. Check, you are checking every day at Amrit Vela. So there were directions as well. And there were also showering, constant shower of love. To that shower of love, like creating an ocean that we can swim in it. So let us swim now in that shower of love that yesterday Baba created for us in meditation. Om Shanti.